by the end of the first year, I decided I wanted to major in psychology. Here's what happened. I didn't have a great introductory psychology teacher per se, but I was intrigued by two things. Two things stood out to me. One was, oh, this is interesting because unlike, let's say, my philosophy class, which I found to be interesting, here's these kinds of problems for which you can study scientifically.
Yeah.
And you can like come up with answers. You can establish notions like cause and effect on things that it had never occurred to me. I'd always been interested in cause-effect questions in my head, but it had never occurred to me how you go about answering those kinds of questions, and that's what you learn, right? Because every good intro class always starts off with kind of the scientific method, right?
Yeah.
That was one thing that stood out. But the main thing that really caught me, one of the things was that we were given some kind of assignment to check out people in the index of the text. And the thing that stood out to me is like, almost all these people are alive. So when the professor said early on, you know, psychology is a young science, that's just sort of like, yeah, whatever. But when I saw that these people are still alive,
yeah.
Oh yeah, it is a young science. And what that told me, the message I got out of it was, oh, well, so if you became a psychologist, there's some chance that you could end up in the back of a textbook. That was kind of my level thing. Like, well, that would be cool, right? And that what it meant to me is there's still things to discover. So that drew me in.